Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and oh my goodness, have we got an hour for you. And we're going to start it off with helping you to organize your life. Isn't that wonderful for a Friday? I think that's so great. It's just what we need when we're feeling worn down, exhausted, and we're thinking, if I have one more item added to my to-do list, I'm going to have a tantrum. Well, our guest today, Jennifer Loudon, is going to help us to get past some of this feeling of overwhelmed, the TGIF feeling. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
It is really something I've been looking forward to. You have put together this wonderful book, and you really wanted women to have a good idea, because this is who you've dedicated it to in many respects, women to be able to better organize their lives. But I think we need to know a little bit about you, because you're very much dedicated as a personal coach. You have been on a number of shows, including the Oprah show and so many of the other big programs. You have been a magazine columnist. You have just done so much in interacting with different people. You're married to a cinematographer. You have a daughter. And you live up here in the Pacific Northwest. Why is it that you think it's so important that we become aware of organizing? What did you discover about your own life that you said, I better do this for myself? Because obviously this was part of your personal journey. You didn't all of a sudden decide that you knew it all. What made you go
well,
through
only,
this transformation?
Only my husband would say I pretend to think I know it all. This book, yeah, I wrote it for myself. It took about 8 years. It's come out in different versions on one of my websites, comfortqueen.com. So actually thousands of women, including myself, have used it and maybe not perfected it, but helped it grow. And the urge came from this really terrible feeling that so many of us have during the course of our days of wishing that we could clone ourselves into 8 or 10 different little pieces, and because we physically can't do that quite yet, this horrible feeling of shoulding on myself, of I should be doing this instead, I should be doing that, you know, walking by the dirty closet and saying, oh, I should be organizing the closet, and walking by the computer, oh, I should be answering emails, and really having an inability and no idea of how to choose, how to listen to something besides my little monkey mind to direct my life in a daily way.
Well, you know, there's a lot of women out there that I'm sure are going to say, Jennifer, you have got to be kidding. I have walked past that pile of dirty laundry 45 times today. I don't even see it. have all of this that's going on, because so many women today are not just taking care of a home and a family. We don't live like our Victorian predecessors, and of course I couldn't imagine even wanting to live that way. But the idea is we're not the Gloria Steinem generation either. We're not there where we're going to be superwoman, although that myth still gets perpetuated. I think lots of times women just get to feeling overwhelmed and saying, I need a wife.
Well, that's true. I had a friend say to me that they just leave the clean clothes on the dining room table, and sometimes they just go downstairs to get their underwear. Yes, we all would have a wife and a secretary and an assistant, but this is one of my curiosities. I don't know this to be true, but I'm wondering if part of our problem is not that we have too much to do, but that we haven't learned how to choose and how to sort. It's almost as if we need the sorting hat from Harry Potter, but instead of telling us which dorm we're going to go into, which house, it's going to tell us, oh, yeah, this is really where your attention needs to go right now. This is really where your next step is. And I don't know that we do that. And I think we make up a lot of excuses and stories about how much we have to do. And a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times we've created that mess.
Sometimes a monster.
Yes, a monster. One of the there's a number of beautiful stories in the book that I collected from readers of my other books, because this is my sixth book. And some of the women's stories in the book had already used these ideas of organizing your life from the inside out. And some of them were just their stories of, you know, a defining moment in their life when they really realized that they could choose their life. And one of my favorites is a story by a woman named Elaine. And she, you know, she was of the Gloria Steinem generation. I'm 44, so she's probably a bit older than I am. And she did think she could do it all. And she, when she finally realized that her life was something that she had let happen to her, she slept for 18 months before she could get quiet enough to listen to her own desires and her own guidance. And what I'm hoping this book...
Wait a minute. She slept for 18 months. You better tell us what this was and how she slept for 18 months, because she sounds like a sleeping beauty, and I don't know of any women that are going to have that luxury. You've got to tell us how she can do that.
She spent her whole life doing everything else for everybody else. She had several careers. She went back to school, got another degree. She raised her son. Her son went off to college. Her husband got a new job, and she moved with him, and for the first time in her life was in a new community without any, you know, any thing to do yet. She hasn't said yes to everything yet. Her son was off on his own, and she didn't have a job at this point. After working, you know, her entire life, she was, you know, in her late 40s, early 50s, and decided, well, what's next for me? And she couldn't hear what was next for her. She couldn't decide. She was so exhausted, she spent a lot of time sleeping, and, you know, she wasn't sleeping, you know, 12 hours a day. I don't. But, you know, it's just an example of the kind of exhaustion that we get into. I'm sure there's women listening who are saying, gosh, I wish I could sleep for 18 months.
Yes, and that's why I had to get clarification there, because I could hear,
yeah,
you know, all this stuff going through someone's mind saying, oh, brother, this is not possible. So when you say she was sleeping, she really retreated into solitude, where she said, it's okay, I don't need to be doing anything. I don't have to be doing anything special for my husband. I don't have to be taking care of the kids. I don't have to do this, that, or that. You know, you've brought up something here that is very significant, because this Elaine was a very wise lady. Many, many women are very hard-pressed to deal with what's called the empty nest syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And your life organizer, I think, addresses some of these issues. They are so indoctrinated, and their patternings have been of such a nature where it's home, it's maybe career, more than like, I'd say a good 80% of the time involved in career, all of these other things, and then the nest is empty. And like your friend, what do we do? And it really is a very precious, special time to be able to allow yourself to breathe.
And to breathe, to rest, to redirect your life. And you're right. One of the many uses that I've already heard mail from women, you know, the book hasn't been out very long, but there's a great story that's posted on Amazon.com of exactly that, a woman who's just getting ready to send her last child off to college and read one sentence out of my book, and it sent her to follow a desire that she had put down for her entire, you know, time that she raised her two daughters, which was to work in the theater. And she's on her way to school to go back to school for theater costume design.
Wow.
Because she realized that she'd been putting this desire down. We're so afraid of our desires. And when we're raising our kids, it's usually like, well, who has time to want anything for yourself anyway? But I've also heard from women who are using the book who are retired, a little bit farther along perhaps on the empty nest, and or never had children, and they are finding that there's so many choices and yet no structure. And this is one of the reasons I wrote the book, because as a creative person, I've never had a lot of structure in my life. I've been self-employed almost my entire life. And I had to make my own structure. And that can be very, very overwhelming. So that's I'm finding, fascinatingly, that this book is working for a lot of different ages and types of people.
Now, you have a number of different portions in your book. And for those of you just tuning in, we're talking with Jennifer Loudon. She is located in the Pacific Northwest. The book is The Life Organizer. And believe it or not, for you guys that are listening, there's even some tips in here, because what I am hearing from so many clients, male or female, is that because there's not the severe separation of roles as there was at a particular time in history, men are finding that they're ending up with a lot of the frustrations that the women have experienced, because maybe they're a single parent. Maybe they're having to take care of the kids. They're working a career. They're dealing with all kinds of things. Women are dealing with other things that men used to typically deal with all the time. And so there is really an overlap here. So you guys might find this interesting, too. And if you've got a gal in your life that's really going through the questioning modes, this might make a wonderful, wonderful gift for her. Let's talk for a minute about how balance is like a girdle. That, to me, was a visual that I couldn't pass up. Okay, why is balance like a girdle?
Well, my mom wore girdles, not because she wasn't beautiful, but because there was a certain way that a good woman, a safe woman, was supposed to look. Certain curves, hourglass figure, and you didn't jiggle a lot. We crammed ourselves into these foundational garments. And I've started to wonder in the last 10 years or so, because, again, I've been doing this work and writing these books since 1992, if balance hasn't become our generation or the current time's girdle, and that it's a formula, it's a magic something that we keep trying to get just right, we kind of keep trying to pour ourselves, our lives, our concerns into, and then we keep wondering why we're coming up short. I think it's another way to feel crappy about ourselves, another way to feel like we're failing at perfection. Balance isn't a formula. Balance, remember being a kid and being on the seesaw. If you're up, you're down, you're all around. Remember dancing, yoga, anything. It's a momentary thing, and it's got to come from within, and that's what this book is entirely about. Processes to show you how to do it as you're doing your life, and you find these moments of calm when everything's working, and then everything goes to hell in a handbasket again.
Isn't that amazing? Life is not a straight line. I say that so many times. Living in the present moment, I know for myself this year that seems almost be like a mantra. Be present right where you are, because this is the future in this moment, the way you handle it, the way you deal with it, and the things that you cannot have very much choice over. I mean, I can't do anything about something that's going down at the street, but I can do something about my attitudes, what I've got in my head, where I'm putting my emotions, where my focus is, with right now, right where I am. How were you able to overcome that? And how were you, because that's a point you bring out in your book about being in the moment. What was it that made this point so significant to you as an individual?
I think this is something that probably everybody listening can relate to. I've been a seeker my entire life, and I think anybody who reads, personal growth books or spirituality books or goes to, any kind of spiritual path is a seeker. And so I've tried so many different things until I could really wake up one day and realize there was nothing to seek. It's just really about completely accepting that I'm utterly okay in this moment right now. Really, really softening and letting go into this moment. I don't have to struggle to be present. I already am present. I'm actually struggling. When I'm struggling to be present, I'm getting away from being present. So it was perhaps, I think, like Elaine, like the story in my book, I exhausted myself with seeking. we exhaust ourselves, whether it's trying to be perfect or trying to be great parents or trying to, you know, weigh a certain amount. And at some point, we get tired of it and we surrender. And I really think that's when the good stuff starts to happen, because we just don't have any will left anymore. And it really becomes about saying, oh, here I am. This is just the way, this is me right now. There's nothing I can do about it. And that's when I think we can really start to live a truly divine-inspired life.
You have a marvelous story that your friend and mentor, Marcy Thielander, who's a therapist and storyteller, that I just thought was terrific, and it is relating to intention, and it was about the possible bag. Tell us that story.
Mm-hmm. Well, Marcy has worked with Native populations her entire life, and she told me this story when she was out here visiting me in the Pacific Northwest. She lives in Colorado, about when certain Plain Indian tribes would give their children upon their rite of passage a bag, an empty bag, and this was their possible bag in which over the course of their life they would put, you know, physical things that they might care about or that might represent their totems or their medicine, but they would also put their ideas and their thoughts and their memories, and this bag was the container to hold their possibilities of their life. And I use that story to illustrate one of the concepts of life organizing, which is intention. Intention to me is both a container to pour your day in to, or your week or your month, and it's also a needle to sort of point your compass towards. So, for example, my intention these days is stillness. Just one word, stillness. And I have it written on the inside of my life planner, and I, you know, sometimes, right now I don't, but sometimes I'll write my intention on post-it notes around my house or my car, and just, stillness is my intention. And whatever that means in that moment, it becomes both a something I can pour my moment into, my day into, and something I can direct my day by. I want stillness. Oh, I am stillness. Oh, yeah, stillness is right here, right now. And for some people, it might be, you know, being playfully focused or being patient or, you know, remembering there's always another point of view if you're working with difficult people. You know, it can just be anything. And there's a spot to set that intention or to write it each time you use the book, if you choose to write in it, or you can write it, of course, in your own life planner. I use one outside of the book because I don't like to write in my book.
Well, and I have your book in front of me, and you have all of these wonderful stories in your Life Organizer, A Woman's Guide to a Mindful Year, and it's including all kinds of tips, stories, and different prompts to help one focus for needs and to work towards or navigating towards your dreams. There was a story about Molly's fog bank. And I thought that is something that had to be mentioned, because there are people that I've talked with just in the last few days, women, who said like they feel their brain is in a fog. And I said, okay, I found the fog bank. I've got to have you share that story on the air.
So Molly is a perfect example of a really, really brilliant woman who always wants to figure everything out and wants to know the big, long picture. And I'm sure all of us can relate. And one day in a transition when she just really didn't know how anything was going to work, particularly in her business life as a self-employed, actually she's a coach, and a speaker, and she realized she had a bodily sensation that all she needed to do was know what was, she only needed to see to know as far as she could see her hand, like you would if you were in a really bad fog bank, and that she could see that far at any one moment. She could trust herself to listen and to take that next step. And I included that story because our brains want to insist that we know more than that. Our minds want to know that everything's going to be okay. Our minds want to know that the children are going to be safe and grow up to be happy, and the businesses are going to be successful. And if we quit our straight job, that we're not going to ever have to, you know, go back and take it up again. That our dreams are going to work. And life just doesn't work that way. But life does work that in this moment, if we stop and we listen we can figure out enough to keep going one more step. And that's really all we need to know. And if we stop wanting to know more, we'll have a lot more energy, FYI.
Yes, and I think she reached a point, too, where she had followed everybody else's concepts of what she should do with her time and so on and so forth. And she said there were certain things she just needed to let go of that wasn't necessary.
Yes.
For her.
Yes.
She had grown past it. And I think that's part of life's beauty, believe it or not. Being able to make the decision that you do not have to go through somebody else's agenda. And I think finding your own and what works for you is one of the greatest challenges that we have. You know, some people are happy as clams meditating on ducks out in the middle of Puget Sound. Others would say, no, I want to have a banana split at Baskin and Robbins. Thank you very much. That's my meditative moment. I mean, there's just all kinds of things that people go through. And I think that that's something that your book is very supportive of, is do it your own way.
You know, you are 150 million percent right. There's not one should in this book. And including, I'm not saying give up your regular day planner. I have my appointment calendar that had your name on it at 3 o'clock. I'm not going to remember that any other way. But what has been missing, I believe, in the conversation about organization or creating our lives or directing our lives or whatever we want to call it, is really a way to do is to listen to our own wisdom instead of looking outside of ourselves. And women are particularly, because we love relationships and connection so much, because we're biologically structured for it, we really can get lost in other people's opinions and taking care of everybody else and pleasing everybody else and never develop the capacity or forget the capacity we had as young girls to direct our own lives. So there's really step-by-step points on how to do that and how to make that your own in the book.
Yes, and I think that, again, it's a journey. And when we can make it okay that once in a while, we're going to get a flat tire on that journey, or we might find a road washed out and we have to take a different route. There's so many things that we go through, and it is part of living. And I think so often people want some utopia that exists somewhere, and it reminds me of what I call the Donna Reed positioning. You know, we want to have everything perfect. The hair is never out of place. It doesn't work. It might work on a television signal, but not in real life.
Right. Well, the mind tells us that when I'm Donna Reed or when I'm Martha Stewart or when I'm Jennifer Loudon or when I'm Mother Teresa, then I will be able to begin to live my life. Then I will live my purpose in life. Then I will be of use to the world. And it's a story that the mind tells us, or the ego, or the small self, whatever term you want to use. It's a story, and it's not a generative story. It doesn't generate a life we want to lead. What does generate a life we want to lead, a life that we're going to be so proud of in our dying moments, is a life that it comes from knowing we are perfectly okay in this moment. We are perfectly okay. There's nothing to change or fix. So why not get curious about what do you want right now? What do you want to give? What do you want to create? What's happening? It could be as simple as I really want to go to the bathroom. I mean, women forget to do that 16 million times a day. It could be as great as I really do want to go to Africa and work with the poor. But you're not going to find out if you're living in the win-thens or in trying to please or be somebody else or even compare yourself to somebody else.
Well, I have to share this one bit of information. I can't go into all the details, but this is on essential gadgets for the ordinary divine woman. Now, I would like to know where these can be purchased. The Energy Depleter Detector Ring. It's available in 5 fashion colors. The Energy Depleter is discreet yet insistent. A gentle buzz alerts you whenever anyone or anything is sucking you dry. Should you fail to protect yourself, the Energy Depleter Ring will give you a light electrical shock. Should you continue to remain obtuse, the electrical shock will increase until it is the equivalent of a cattle prod, similar to the prod you use on partners, children, and coworkers when they refuse to do what you politely ask them to do. Do you know when this is on sale?
Yes, I have a special deal just for you. Yeah, I was in playful mood that day when I wrote that. I thought, you know, how can I get through? That's what I want to do in this book, is just, you know, I've tried so many different ways through these different questions and suggestions and pieces of poetic writing and pieces of funny writing, like the one you so brilliantly read, to just say, hey, come on. We all do it. Let's laugh at ourselves and just, we can stop. We can liberate ourselves from the story that this is just the way I am. I'm always going to give everything to everybody else first. You know what? It really doesn't have to be that way. And if I had a cattle prod, I might use it on you.
Well, I want you to know she also has some marvelous products in her Imaginarium shop. It's called the Oil of Optimism. 3 drops will lighten your load. I mean, there's so much in your book that's just absolutely charming and delightful, but also, I think, very down-to-earth and very, very real. And for those of you listening, my guest has been Jennifer Loudon, and her book is called The Life Organizer. I think it would make a great Mother's Day gift. And for you guys out there, if you wanted to give something like this to the woman you love in your life, I think that she actually would appreciate it, because it gives perspective that a woman dedicated to enabling women to be at peace with who they are and to reach for the greater part of themselves. Jennifer Loudon, you have 3 different websites. And it's jenniferloudon.com, and that's LOUDEN.com, JENNIFER, jenniferloudon.com. Also, comfortqueen.com, which you had mentioned earlier, and then the Life Organizer Book.com, all 3 of these. We're almost out of time, Jennifer. What would you like to leave my audience with in the way of a thought regarding the organization of life?
Next time you're faced with a moment in which you're not liking something, or something feels stressful, or you feel in any way uncomfortable or overwhelmed, let your belly get soft and your shoulders fall away from your ears. And take a moment to put your attention on your heart and remember a moment in which you felt really peaceful and really loved. I don't care whether it was from 50 years ago when you were a child. And then after a moment or two there, ask yourself, how can I be gentle with myself in this moment? And see what occurs to you and give it to yourself right then. Don't wait.
Good point. Jennifer Loudon has been my guest. Her wonderful book, The Life Organizer, A Woman's Guide to a Mindful Year. It's a book that would make a wonderful gift, especially for Mother's Day or that special woman in your life that you want to know. You want her to know that her life is hers and she can live a very rich one. This is a wonderful book, The Life Organizer, A Woman's Guide to a Mindful Year. Jennifer, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure, really. Great pleasure.
This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break for just a moment. When we come back, a lot of good things to share with you, so don't go away. Also, telephone lines will be open. Donna Sebo here, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. Four out of the last eight Nobel Prizes in Physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. I know we've got a caller waiting, but now our telephone lines are open, and I'd like to let you know what those phone numbers are. In the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. For those of you that would like to call in from Canada, 888-810-8322 is the number. 888-810-8322. We also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. When you call in, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then I'll give you my impressions, and you're welcome then to ask me a question about anything you like. So let's show you how it's done on the Donna Sebo Show. Caller, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. My name is Linda, and I'm calling from Seattle.
From Seattle. Ah, the glorious gray area of the Northwest. Our sunshine disappeared, didn't it?
Yes. Just temporary.
Oh, yuck. I don't know if it's raining. It's raining in my part of the Pacific Northwest, so it's probably dribbling a little bit over where you are. Okay, Linda, let's give you some insight here. The first thing is I want you to be patient with yourself, and I have to tell you almost immediately I was getting a discomfort over my left breast area, and it was in the upper section, and it would be above the top area of the cup on the cup's edge on a bra. And there's a tenderness here. And you know what, hon? I think that you've got to be alert to how you do things physically. In other words, if you decided you were going to carry a 50-pound bag of potatoes or we're going to do a lot of yard work and, you know, carrying different things, think about how you do what you do. Because I think that this could be something from overexertion.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you started a new exercise program and you're working with weights and you inadvertently, because of not being attentive to how you do something, could cause a lot of discomfort here. So it has to do with the muscles. And I feel as if your upper body torso needs to really have some kind of a muscular workout because there it just appears to not have the stamina it should. And I'm looking at a difficulty in the upper neck, lower neck area, upper shoulders, and I feel this discomfort that just seems to permeate my whole body. So it wouldn't surprise me if you felt like you needed to go to the chiropractor or a real good masseuse to get the kinks out. You need to learn how to work with your body. Economically, I think you're going to be going through some ups and downs, but I want you to be patient with these adjustments you're going through, because if you're attentive, you'll learn a lot from the process, and you won't feel like you're suffocating from it. You'll learn from it, you'll grow from it, and then you'll be in that economic period of what you feel is final flexibility and freedom from an unnecessary level of financial stress. So it's going to take some effort. It's not going to fix itself. It's going to have to be tended to. You must be attentive and follow through with what you know you need to do. What question do you have for me today?
Well, I would really like to be in that place in my life where I was listening to your show earlier where you were talking with Jennifer Loudon.
Yes.
I'd really like to be in the place in my life where I would really feel like my feet were solid on the ground and that I just felt like, here I am. I don't have to make apologies. I don't either have to hide. Some feel like I have to hide who I am sometimes, or just, you know, either with my children, just kind of like, I am me. Here I am.
Mm-hmm. How, well, why do you think your feet are not on the ground? To me, you're not an airhead. I mean, you're not that at all. Why don't you feel like your feet are on the ground?
I don't know if it just comes with maybe just maybe how I grew up, that I just felt like I just wasn't wanted, or it's kind of like I have to, like, prove to the world that I am somebody, or...
Well, let's just shift it a little bit.
Okay.
Instead of trying to put it out there somewhere, why don't you make it okay that you are an explorer for this year?
Okay.
It's okay to put yourself in that costuming. You're a female Christopher Columbus. And what you're doing is you are saying, I want to get to know me a little bit better.
Yeah.
I think what has occurred, and you can correct me if you don't feel I'm right, I think what has occurred is that you have bought into a lot of this is what the proper woman should be. No matter what job you went into, you have women often that are very definitive.
Yeah.
This is very normal. No, I wouldn't care if you were working for a bank, if you were in a medical environment, if you were a mountain climber, it'd be the same thing. So where you are, and where I think it is a very good place to be, is you're beginning to have some tantrums. And you're saying, well, the tantrums aren't getting me anywhere. What am I doing incorrectly? So this is your exploration. This is your journey. And if you can make that all right, you don't have to worry about your kids. You don't have to worry about a spouse. You don't have to worry about the family. You can say, well, this week I'm a little nuts. Isn't that wonderful? It'll give you something to talk about. And, you know, you may find one week they're all going to get hard-boiled eggs, you know, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they may look at you and say, what is this? Say, I really don't know. I just figured that I know you wouldn't go hungry if you had your hard-boiled eggs. You're off doing something else. The truth is, it's all right for you to explore. I think where you are is that you have set some new parameters for yourself, and you're afraid to cross the boundaries of what is proper in your mind and what isn't. And my goodness, you're not going to do anything that... just be okay with yourself. You've got your feet on the ground, dear. You just need to make it okay to move them. See, what you're trying to do is equate it with a fantasy, like Sleeping Beauty. I use that because I think that's a great one. I'm sorry, but there isn't a convenient bed, you know, that you can lay down on, and you're not going to look gorgeous like she does in the movie. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
And you're not going to have a handsome Prince Charming coming along waking you up, and everything's tight and neat and tidy, and everything's fabulous and wonderful, and it's just great. That isn't the way it's going to work out. You will find your Sleeping Beauty being an active person, and that's really who you are. And maybe you're going to find that you want to get into doing something that has to deal with, you know, massage therapy. Or maybe you find you want to get into the arts. Maybe you want to do some work in graphic design. Maybe you want to do interior design or stage houses. Or maybe you want to, but it's okay for you to explore. See, and that's where I think you are coming to. And correct me if I'm wrong. But I think you need to just make it okay that you can explore, and if something doesn't work, it's great. Have you ever watched a two-year-old doing their taste testing?
Yeah.
You've had your own, and they'll
go,
that's okay. The other one goes, pwee, out the window, I don't like this, that's enough of that. Have you ever tried to force them? Doesn't work.
Right.
Doesn't work. You are in that two-year-old phase as a mature woman, and it's okay for you to go, I like this particular environment, and it's okay to go, gee, this isn't any good. I don't like it. Up the window this goes. It's all right. You're not going, the world doesn't care. This is for you.
Very good.
Does
Very
that make
good.
Sense to you, honey?
Yeah, it does, because I think I always thought that I would just wake up one day and magically know what I wanted to do with my life. And I don't know why I thought that, but I guess
it's very real. That's what we're taught. You know, it's so much fun for me when I talk to people from all over the world. I have been very fortunate in my life because I've talked with men and women from cultures of all different backgrounds.
Yeah.
And there is this pervasive ignorance that is perpetuated. And I mean in every culture in the world. I've seen it in every culture that I have had the privilege to be associated with. And people will say, there's got to be this something there, and they don't realize that they are the magic. They're the magic. You see, you're the sleeping beauty. You are the magic. You're the genie. You are everything here. But how the blue blazes are you even going to find out what you've got if you don't explore?
Right, right. Very good.
And let me just give you another tip, just to help you out here. And sometimes this is hard to do, but I can remember a time when one of my dearest and closest friends, her mother would say, you know, you and your girlfriend Betty Donna and Betty are just a great balance. Donna loves to cook. Donna loves to do these things. Betty can't stand it, and she instead loves to sew and do some other things. And I thought, you know, that's a pretty good observation. Ask friends what they see as your strong points and what they see as your weak points. And don't be insulted if they tell you that you are the worst cook in the world and they say, please, whatever you do, don't bring anything to my party that you fixed. It's awful. And just have a good sense of humor and say, it wasn't really that bad. Say, trust me. Say, tell me why it was so bad and really make a joke out of it. And you may be the greatest designer of silk purses that could ever have been born.
Yeah.
And they'll say, would you make me a silk purse? And say, I got a deal. You fix the fudge brownies, I'll make the silk purse. Do you get the idea?
Yes.
And if you're a lousy housekeeper, find somebody else to do it for you. You know, you can always trade. There are some people that are so good at doing certain things, none of us are good at everything.
Yeah.
And there are times when we've tried to be good at something, we need to look at it and say, that's not necessary. I don't need to do windows anymore.
Right.
That's a silly example, but I think you get the point.
I do. I guess I read a saying one time by Dwayne Dyer, Dr. Dyer.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't die with the music still in you. And I guess what I was just feeling so anxious that I just thought, I don't want to die with my music still in me. I want to find out who I am.
The music is there. One of the things you didn't mention is the music is in you, but you've got to play the music. You've got to figure out what instrument you want to use.
Right.
And that's what it's all about.
Exploring.
My goodness, it's time for us to take a break.
Okay.
I'm so glad you called, Linda.
Thank you, Donna, so much. Me too.
Oh, and by the way, I'm going to be at the Northwest Women's Show. You're in Seattle.
Oh, good.
At the Quest Field on the 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th. In booth 406.
So okay.
Come on by and say hello. Bring your friends.
I will. Thank you so much. I will.
Bless your heart, dear. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is Donna Siebel. Oh, my goodness. Just so many good things to share, and I'm delighted to do that with you. Give me a call if you like at 877-876-5227 or 888-810-8322. Oh, and I'm going to be in New York at the end of the month for those of you that are in New York. Give me a call if you'd like to chat. We'll be back right after this break. Don't you go away now.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Siebel accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author
author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
McDonald's Northwest Women's Show is a show that's all about you, your body, your spirit, your life. Hundreds of exhibits, 5 entertainment stages, and best of all, shopping. Hear Marianne Williamson, Oprah's expert on spiritual guidance, love, and miracles, and celebrity fitness guru and author Bob Green. March 23rd through 25th, 10 till 6 daily at Quest Field Event Center. McDonald's Northwest Women's Show. It's such a girl thing. Show information at nwwomenshow.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227 for those of you in the U.S. If you'd like to call in from Canada, it is 888-810-8322. Also, we have a direct number of 530-876-3222. Now, I want to let you know about the guests that I have coming up. And I've had somebody say, Donna, would you repeat the information about when you're going to be in New York? Yes, I'll be glad to. I'm going to be in New York the last weekend of the month. I'm doing a special appearance at the National Publicity Summit. So I have a small window available for private appointments while I'm back on the East Coast. And they're available by phone or in person. And you can call my office here at 800-872-8852. Also, I'm at the Pacific Northwest Women's Show. People from all over the country come in to this wonderful event, and we are inviting you as well. It's being held on March 23rd, 24th, and 25th. It is absolutely awesome. I'm going to be in booth 406. I'll also be doing a program every day, and it's going to be about the power of one. So you are more than welcome to come and listen, and also I'll be there for many consultations. I'll have books for sale, just all kinds of good things, so we invite you to come along. Next week, here's the lineup that we've got for individuals that are going to be on the Donna Sebo Show. We're going to have Terry Bogorod. It's about the importance of civility. I don't know about you, but sometimes it gets a bit much when people are rude. And being civil typically was taught in schools and by different social environments when kids were growing up. Good manners were a part of life. Well, we're going to be finding out more about how important it is today because it does make a difference in so many levels. Also, 10 steps to take charge of your emotional life. Dr. Eve Wood is going to be with us. And then Marie Jones, we're going to be talking about PSI, yes, PSI, science. This is going to be a lot of fun to discuss because it's going to be dealing with what's called the paranormal. You know what? It's going to be fun for me to see where paranormal is almost going to become an obsolete word as we understand so much of what goes on in life that we think is paranormal beyond what we consider our understanding is not beyond our understanding. It's a part of our lives. It belongs to us. We don't need any hoodoo voodoo stuff. It's just there. But it's understanding the laws, and that is what we are evolving to. Then for those of you who are single, Tricia Ventker. This lady is funny. Where she's going to be talking about her internet dates from hell. Yes, can't miss that one. I just absolutely think they are a hoot. And then we're going to be talking with a young lady, Kathy Reynolds, who works a lot with horses. And her book is titled Woga, and it's about yoga and horses. And I just think it is fascinating reading. So we've got a dynamic week, and we want you to know that the staff here at bbsradio.com, we like to hear from you. We want your comments on the programming. Won't you let us know about the topics you'd like to hear more about? And also, if you've enjoyed guests, what is it you like about the programming, what it is you don't like about it, send us an email. We're delighted. If you'd like to send it to me directly, send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna with two N's at Delphi, D-E-L-P-H-I, International, the whole word, dot com. And then I'm always happy to hear from you, and I appreciate your emails and all kinds of good things. We've had so much fun with the materials that we've gotten for St. Patty's Day and other items, and we are going to be sharing more of that with you as the days go by. But I wanted to give out our numbers again, 877-876-5227 for those of you in the U.S. if you'd like to chat with me and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. And from Canada, 888-810-8322. Also, we have 530-876-3222. Human beings are omnivorous. We are one of those creatures, whatever is available for us to eat, we will eat. And there's a lot of attitude. Some people feel like we should have nothing but vegetables, and we're not built like cows. We don't have more than one stomach to break down grasses and things like this. So wherever we are raised often determines what our favorite foods are. Well, there is so much understanding that's developing regarding nutrition that we didn't have years ago. And there is an understanding that we need more raw fruits and vegetables in our diet. In fact, there has been a determination that we need 11 pounds of this a day. Now, I would challenge you to have 11 pounds of fresh fruits and vegetables every day. Not only are you not going to have the storage space for it every day, but it is something that just isn't practical in today's world. It just isn't. And there's also, hazelnuts that can be in. Well, 11 pounds daily of raw fruits and vegetables, honey and hazel, washed down with water, may not be what you'd consider the best diet, but I've got a report that I want to share with you about this. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to our next caller. First name or initial, and where are you calling from, please?
Well, my name is Mark, and I'm in Shoreline, Washington.
Hi, Mark. Nice to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Mark, the first thing I'm looking at with you is planning. And when I'm observing this, you have one, two, three, four, between four and five projects that you've got going. I think the fifth project is something that's sort of like a concept, and you've got a vague mental outline, I think, with the fifth project. Now, the project one, two, three, four, the first project I'm looking at is just about finished, and the second project is a work in project process, and also the third and the fourth. Now, two, three, and four seem to somehow be linked together, yet you have them individualized in a way that allows you to keep clarity as you're working on this. So you're going to need a lot of patience over these next 6 to 8 months. There is a lot of very practical application for your time, effort, and energy that has to be applied to some very practical things in life. And so for you to give 100% of your time, effort, and energy into these products just doesn't seem to be possible. So you need to be able to delegate your time a little bit. And I'm seeing you in the outdoors, and of course you're in Shoreline, Washington, and there's so many areas, so many beautiful areas just to go walking in. And I'm looking at you in what I'd call good hiking attire. And I would encourage you to have a good sturdy pad of paper and a couple of pens with you, because I think when you get into this mental quagmire that so often frustrates you, where you feel like everything's moving at such an incredible pace, you need to be able to take a walk. You need to be able to go for a short hike and allow your mind to get noisy, just to yabba, 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 and then it'll start to clear. And then you'll have some clarity. And if you'll put a question to the front of your mind when the noisiness starts calming down, you're going to find you're going to get some very good concepts and ideas, and it'll just invigorate you. But you need physical activity to make that shift. Do you have a question for me that you'd like to ask?
Well, yeah, I was kind of wondering about the general outlook, but I guess you've been describing that pretty well. Do you see any changes in, my occupation direction or anything like that?
What are you doing right at the moment?
Well, I'm a full-time student. And but I'm kind of vacillating between studying psychology and anthropology.
Why did you want to do both of them?
Well, yeah, sort of, but I feel like I need to focus. one or the other?
Well, it depends on, because right now what you're doing is exploring yourself. And I think the psychology, on one hand, you've had a little bit of that, and it's as if it doesn't really grab your attention. The anthropology, I think, does grab the attention of you because you're curious about the past. And I would say, do a little bit of research with this and put yourself into the environment of people that deal with anthropology and also with lifestyles of cultures and environments of the past and see what arenas you would like to put yourself into. But I would just knock on somebody's door at the college and say, gee, can I sort of share space with you and can you sort of let me know what is so fascinating about anthropology to you and what are arenas of anthropology that I can explore? And I think it'll open up a whole new world for you.
Yeah, I feel that too. Okay, well,
so I would encourage you to do that.
Okay, thank you very much.
You are very welcome, and thank you for calling in, Mark. Have a fabulous weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. This is Donna Siebel, and I know we are just about out of time. Do tell your friends about the show and let them know that they have the opportunity to call in and chat. Also, that we are going to have the opportunity to meet in person at the Northwest Women's Show, so I invite you to come on out on March 23rd, 24th, and 25th. That's at Quest Field. What a blast we have out there. Oh, it's just so much fun. So I'd love to meet you. Come on by and say hello. The booth number is 406. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You know what? I'm going to have to talk about this diet tomorrow. Meanwhile, whatever you do, savor life. It's such a wonderful gift to you, and I'm so privileged to be able to share this time with you. Share your best with others as well, your stories of the heart and your stories that mean so much to you of memory, of good things. This is Donna Siebel. Bye for now. Talk with you on Monday.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.